The NRA argues that former New York State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo not only requested that the insurance companies cut ties with the NRA, but hinted that they could face enforcement actions if they don't comply. David Cole is an ACLU attorney who argued on behalf of the NRA.
This was not about enforcing insurance law or mere government speech. It was a campaign by the state's highest political officials to use their power to coerce a boycott of a political advocacy organization because they disagreed with its advocacy.
The NRA is urging the High Court to revive its lower court lawsuit from 2018, accusing Vullo of retaliating against it after the Parkland, Florida high school shooting that killed 17 people. But Vullo's attorney, Neil Katyal, said the First Amendment doesn't apply in this case because Vullo was enforcing New York State law, which forbids insurance companies from selling insurance to cover an intentional criminal act.
The three insurers in the NRA broke the law. They were selling intentional criminal act insurance, and all of the products they offered were unlawful because the NRA refused to get a license.
For example, Vullo fined Lloyd's of London and two other insurers more than $13 million for illegally offering an NRA-endorsed product called CarryGuard. That insurance product covered customers who injured someone through gunfire, even in cases where the gun was illegally used. Attorney Neil Katyal said the NRA is unable to show that Vullo was not enforcing the state's laws when she attempted to persuade insurance companies to cut off ties with the NRA.
A government official crosses the line from coercion to persuasion when, one, they are threatening as opposed to encouraging, and two, there is no objectively reasonable basis for their action. The NRA can't meet that test, and that's why they are seeking to weaponize the First Amendment and exempt themselves from the rules that govern you and me simply because they're a controversial speaker.
The NRA's suit seeks unspecified monetary damages for allegedly retaliating against the group for its gun rights advocacy. The ACLU's David Cole.
She issued guidance letters and a press release directing the thousands of banks and insurance companies that she directly oversees to cut off their ties with the NRA, not because of any alleged illegality, but because they promote guns.
Vullo called upon banks and insurers to consider the reputational risks of doing business with gun rights groups following the 2018 Parkland shootings. The case revolves around whether the justices agree that she was simply expressing her opinion and not trying to coerce the insurers and banks. The Supreme Court has a 6-3 conservative majority. A ruling on the case is expected by the end of June. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.